Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking with America's favorite fitness expert, Denise Austin. She's produced over 85 workout videos and sold 24 million books and DVDs, which earned her an induction into the Video Hall of Fame. Here to share more health tips from her latest book, Side Effect Skinny. Welcome back to the show, the never-aging, renowned health and fitness icon, Denise Austin. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Denise!
Yay!
Hey! Now, during the commercial break, we received an email from a listener with a great question that I bet many others have concerns about. Sure. Let me get this from... This is Ann Summers from Oregon. She writes, Denise, I love your videos. They inspire me, and I do them religiously with a friend of mine. She's in her 30s, and she's lost 23 pounds. I'm in my 50s, and I only lost 2 pounds. Do you have any advice for this postmenopausal woman who... on how I can trim down my half a century old fat rear end? great question, Denise. What advice do you have for Anne?
Well, first of all, I am 50, so I understand. But the key thing is walking. As we age, we really need to walk more and really get moving as often as we can. Walking is one of the fastest ways to lose weight and also to work on the heart. Since it is a muscle, you still need to work it, like conditioning. So walking for 20 minutes, 3 days a week, will really make a world of difference for your, especially for your waistline, and then do targeted exercises like right now, pulling in that tummy, standing up tall, relaxing the shoulders, and re-educate the tummy muscles by pulling them in as often as you can, because that way it'll become more flat. If we're just letting our tummy pooch out, you know, it'll stay there unless you retract it in, re-educate it. The more you practice that, the more naturally it'll stay tucked in.
So she might want to do more cardio, and then she meets with her younger friend, and they can just work out together.
Yes, because most of my exercise videos are toning and, you know, fat blasting, so she should add some more walking
and then do
the toning with her
friend. And she'll catch up with her friend.
And the other biggest tip that I found through research is don't eat late at night. That's the worst time for us to eat because it just sits in our tummy and our bodies. So try to give yourself 3 hours before you go to bed to not eat. So what I try to do is, in the book I talk about 7-to-7 rule, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's when you're allowed to eat throughout the day, when your body's naturally more active. At night, your body slows down, and so does your metabolism. So why put extra food on that metabolism when you're ready to sleep, when it's really relaxed?
So doing your 7-minute workout and then your 7-to-7 roll, we got 3 lucky sevens. We're going to lose weight.
And it's a 7-day diet. You know, I put you on for 7 days. And it's truly 1 week at a time, I tell people, because, you know, I want them to see the results the first week, and it changes. I even give them a super splurge day, which I'm a big believer in. You deserve it. And I've been doing this for all my 30 years in the industry. I always had a day I super splurge. So that's what's inside the diet on a day of the week you choose. And usually it's the weekend, because I want to go out to dinner with my husband and my friends. And that's when I want to order a drink and enjoy myself and not worry about such clean eating as I do midweek.
What about for us men? I'm approaching 50, and for the first time in my life, I'm getting a gut. Yuck. Cardio and crunches seem to not work. Is there anything I need to do, or do you recommend also the cardio for me? Or is there any specific that isolates belly fat?
Well, first of all, it's a three-prong attack. To really lose inches around your belly, we've got to do three things. Number one, intake of calories. How much are you intaking? That is the key. So try not to overeat, of course. Then the second thing is cardio. Cardio workouts like walking, running, cycling burn fat from the whole body. So it's coming off where your body needs to get rid of the excess fat. And then the third prong attack would be targeted exercises that zero in on that area. My favorite one for everybody, I make my husband do this a lot, is that the plank. You know, that's a wonderful exercise for guys too, because when you're in a plank, it's like the top of a push-up. If you're on your toes and you're on your hands, elbows nice and strong so your shoulders are in line with your wrist, pull in your tummy, tighten it up, and hold it in there. And that's a great ab exercise. It's targeting right where you need it, right in the front of the belly.
And what I like about that, it does not hurt the back like these sit-ups do.
That's right. There's no focus on your back. It's also 100% of abdominal strength. When you're holding yourself up and in, you're really working on those abs to suck it in, to hold it in. And then your goal is to, you know, work up to about a minute if you can. That's what my husband and I do 3 minutes of those. Sometimes I get down my elbows in the same plank position, a low hover, and do it. And then you'll really feel it, too.
You're so strong, he probably sits on your back and you do planks.
No. I'm 50, honey. I don't do silly things like that that might hurt me. But I'm a moderate person in balance and eating right. And, you know, I do a little yoga. I do a little weights. I do a little. I'm a believer in mixing it up. That way you never get on a plateau. You know, muscle confusion.
That's neat. Now you've written so many books and DVDs and audios. What message do you hope people take away after they read your new book, Side Effect Skinny?
That there are foods that you can eat to make you feel better and get on the right track to eating healthy, because that's what that book's all about. Side Effect Skinny is all the good foods that are giving you good side effects, that are keeping you healthy. And then also add the 7 minutes every single day to your daily routine, and you will notice a big difference in your muscles, because muscles work miracles on your metabolism as you age.
If you could reach into people's kitchens and just take away one item in there that you say that is the biggest no-no, you got to get off of that, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh, there are many, but probably anything with white flour or white sugar. Those are the two culprits, I would say.
Those are the big biggie as well. And the diet soft drinks. What's your take on the diet soft drinks?
Well, I just drink water, and I love to make different water. You know, I have cucumbers in my water when I put it in the refrigerator. Sometimes I do lemon in my water. Anything to entice me to drink more water. Water is the best.
See, water's great. Do you like squeezing a little bit of lemon in there for a little bit of the detox?
Oh, yeah. I love that. I do that in the morning, too. Even before I have my breakfast, a little squeeze of lemon in warm water really helps your digestion.
Gotcha. Now, I like to work out in the evening, but it makes it a little bit tougher to fall asleep. Do you recommend, is it better for metabolism to hit first thing in the morning if you can fit that in your schedule?
Well, there has been so much research about when is the best time to exercise, but honestly, the key is whatever suits your schedule best. I exercise in the morning because I know by evening I'm, you know, helping my kids, I'm getting dinner. I find too many excuses not to work out. So if I get it done, I only work out for 30 minutes, but I get it done in the morning. That way I'm not worried and stressed out, how am I going to squeeze it in? I'm done. I did it.
Right. I hear a lot of mixture between cardio prior to working out or after. What's your opinion? If you're at the gym.
Oh, you know what? Either one is very helpful. I personally like a little cardio before I do my weights, just because I like my sweat going from the cardio.
Right.
And then I feel a little more warmed up, so I won't feel like I'm going to injure myself or my joints. So I like to be totally warmed up before I do any type of toning or stretching. It's important to stretch after you've warmed up, because you never want to stretch a cold muscle. A cold muscle is almost like a rubber band. You take it out of a drawer, and then it could snap if you just do it for the first time. But if you keep that rubber band in your hand and you warm it up a little, and then you try to stretch it, it's a lot more elastic. So your ligament.
Thank you, Denise. You know, this is great information, and we really appreciate you being on with us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. For more information, you can go to deniseaustin.com. Her new book, Side Effect Skinny, is available at thebooknook.com. Remember, all our shows are available on podcast at toyourgoodhealthradio.com, so you can hear Denise Austin or any of our guests on the go right on your smartphone or iPod or iPad. And to get daily health news, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. Hashtag Dr. David Friedman on Twitter. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman, and we'll be back. Stay well.